This portion of AM 930 WEOL Spotlight on Elyria is brought to you by the Lorain County Solid Waste Management District. Lorain County has a new tool for keeping our communities litter-free and beautiful, the cab trailer. Find out more at loraincounty.us/solid waste, or you can just ask Keith Bailey, who joins us from Lorain County Solid Waste Management District. CAB. What's that stand for?
Clean and beautiful, gentlemen.
Clean and beautiful. And that trailer is now, there are two trailers or how many?
Four.
Four.
Four trailers.
The fleet is getting bigger, it seems, with this number of trailers. And this has been going on for a few years now, right?
That you have them available. Yeah, this is his third year.
And these are trailers. Talk about what they're filled with and what the purpose of them.
The purpose of the trailers are to provide the tools necessary for a community-wide cleanup or beautification projects, or litter collection for that matter. They'll come complete with whatever you want. We have a tiller, we got a pressure washer, we got lawnmowers, we got leaf blowers, we got weed trimmers, we got shovels, rakes, trowels, all kinds of tools, and garbage bags, plenty of those as well. So we got everything in the trailer.
So anything used to sort of clean up the land, cut through the brush, beautify an area as well. And I suppose you started out with maybe a bit of a supply, like anybody who has sort of tools, they have maybe the basics, and then the more people use it, maybe there's requests or you suddenly realize there's a need for a different type of a tool or a use for that. Talk a little bit about maybe some of the results of the trailer. Have people given you pictures or shown things of how the trailer's been used to say, look, we were able to do this thanks to the cab trailer that we had. Yeah.
The local yaks have used the trailers for their annual cleanup. They had two of them out this spring down on the Black River.
The local who? What?
The yaks.
The yaks.
That's the kayak club,
Kayak
right?
club, yes.
Okay, all right.
He doesn't know who the yaks are. All right.
We have to have a yak on our morning
show. If there's a yak in Lorain County, wouldn't that be on the front page of the paper? I'm just asking.
They use the trailers. Many church groups and 4-H groups and Boy Scout groups use the trailers. You know, one of the first things we saw when the first group bought it down south in Grafton was they had to go rent a pressure washer. So I said, we get a pressure washer and put it in there. I see one group out there digging in the ground trying to till up a soil for a project, so we bought a Torrey-built tiller. So you tell us what you need, the equipment you need, we'll put it in the trailer. You come check it out for 72 hours and bring it back when you're done. Simple as that.
It's not for individual use, though, right?
No,
it's for like community groups who want to do a little bit more.
Yep.
Well, I suppose there could be a neighborhood group if there's a project or something that needs to be done.
Would that work, Keith, the neighborhood group?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
I like that. Beautify a neighborhood?
Being able to use something like that as well. Of course, part of they also do is the cleanup, and that's one of the things you also have available with the Lorain County Solid Waste is the recycling center. People bring things that instead of just tossing them, they can drop things off there too.
Yeah, the collection center is starting its fifth year this month. I mean, sixth year. What am I talking about? I've been here that long. All right. We opened on June 19th, 2010, and we've expanded the list of items there. We now take hardback and softback books that we didn't originally take. We now take vegetable oil. We take numerous other items that we haven't taken in the past. Just ask. We'll tell you. Call the hotline, and we'll discuss it with you.
Is there something in particular that might be a common, I don't know, a number of people might have brought by, but you don't take it? Maybe one item more so than others?
Vacuum cleaners. There's not much I can do with a vacuum cleaner. Usually mostly plastic, off-spec plastic of any, you know, made in foreign countries. There's not much I can do with a vacuum cleaner. It really isn't.
They stand like sentries on the trash day. Have you ever seen that driven down? They just stand there, all the different models, no matter what, whether it's a Cyclone or a bag one, there's a point where they come. Most of them, then there's people. There are people, though, I've seen that kind of, it's their job to look for all the vacuum cleaners, and then they either rebuild them or doing something. There's always a little bit of an underground of recycling people trying to get things off out of the community. But there used to be a time when there was sort of like a twice a year kind of collection that was being done. But now that you have this center, it allows people to bring it there at their convenience, really, to be able to do that. The camp trailers, you said there's four of them. Are they ready to be used right now? Are they sitting and waiting?
All you have to do is call ahead, tell us what items you need. We'll load them in the trailer. You come pick it up for 72 hours.
Before we let Keith go, you're going to ask him the question you always want to ask him?
About the tire collection?
Well, you know,
the big agriculture implement tire collection. I love that.
The tractor tire
thing. we haven't scheduled the date yet. We haven't got the money yet. You know, the state is, we can't use our personal fees for that we collect the landfill for this. So we have to go to the state, all right? The state provides that money. And the grant will become available to us July 1st. Tiffany and I must make the trip to Columbus next week to listen to blah, blah, blah from the EPA. And I got to sign all the papers so we can come back with some money. So until July 1st, can't even talk about it. You know, they don't want us to do anything until July 1st.
And then suddenly they want you to get it ready and get going. Get it done.
Hurry up and wait.
Well,
here
as an executive director, you realize that he's wearing the suit today, so that obviously goes with it. There's all that paperwork and, as you say, the little of the pain that goes through to get it all to work. But it's great to have a facility like this, the Lorain County Solid Waste Management District, their recycling collection center that they have. I like the fact that they take books, older books or just textbooks or things which you don't want to throw away. You're able to have them and recycle them. So it's not a whole lot that they don't really take, but obviously there's a list that you want to check out, and then just bring your car over there as well. And they did something you always combine with some sort of
fill the cab, stuff the cab,
well,
right?
Right, either with food for people or sometimes food for animals, depending on the type of things that you do.
The dog kennel operation has been very successful. The dog kennel has not had to buy food for a year and cleaning supplies. I hope the public continues to contribute to the dog kennel, Lorain County Dog Kennel, and the work that they do there. It's been fantastic what the public has done for that dog kennel.
Well, it's just one of those things where you take a lot of people who are doing something and you get the word out, and it allows them to help out in those ways as well. Our guest today has been Keith Bailey, Executive Director of Lorain County Solid Waste Management District. Again, you can find the cab trailer at the collection center. Give them a call, or you can go to loraincounty.us/solidwaste to find out all the details. Thanks very much, Keith. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Hey, look, the rain has stopped. So we're going to we're gonna go ahead and get more here.
What did you say, Keith? You were off mic there.
What?
About the rain stopping.
You got to know who you were talking to. Oh. I made the water stop.
Wow. It's flowing in a different direction here.